Compost, Doctor of Dirt, Old Natural Howard, and lots of other goofy names. I call him Dad. Here he is, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Mostly just Dirt. That's my latest name that we go by more than anything. Spelled D-U-R-T more than D-I-R-T. Welcome, everybody. Let's talk some gardening, landscaping, pest control, whatever you like to chat about, environmental issues, a lot of heat in the news, a lot of watering issues. There was a big story about watering in the Dallas Morning News today, and there's going to be more and more about that because we've got a lot more dry weather coming. Turf is burning out there. A lot of it's natural, and there's not a lot that you can do about it. If you've got buffalo grass, which is the grass that I recommend by far the highest, if you live in a part of the country where you can grow it, and most of the country is that way. It's by far the most drought tolerant. Distant second is Bermuda grass. In fact, most of the damage I'm seeing from the drought is Bermuda grass. It's been kind of strange. I don't know if people are being more careful about watering St. Augustine and other kinds of grasses or what the deal is, but most of the head scratching and questions that I've been getting have been related to Bermuda, and it's just being able to put out enough water, put out enough each time you water. I think a lot of people make a big mistake of watering a very short period of time, every day, twice a day, every other day, something like that. And what you want to do is water longer. In fact, I'll probably even need to kick up the time periods of the sections on my irrigation systems more than they are. They're set now for about 26 minutes. To run the rotor, the spray heads, the rotaries set to run longer than that, so that you water very heavily and very deeply, and then wait as long as you can before you water again. And in this heat, where it's over 100 degrees like we're having in a lot of the south here, it's not going to be very many days at all before you have to water again. But anyway, if you want to talk about any of those issues, we certainly can. The telephone number to be with me is one number and one number only for everybody across the country. It's 866-444-DIRT, in this case D-I-R-T, 866-444-3478. This hour is brought to you by Munster Milling Company. Munster Milling makes the Munster Natural dog food and cat food. For those of you that are members of the Organic Club of America, I was looking at National Geographic, and this is a great shot. Jack Russell Terrier that has fetched something, and he's underwater, totally underwater in this picture. It's really great. That's the neat thing about National Geographic. Just started looking through that. We have our contest going on. Tony the Mutt, Logan's dog, is the contest underway to guess the DNA, guess the mix of breeds that make up Tony. And we're getting a lot of interesting submittals. There tends to be a pattern of some people guessing certain breeds more than others, but there's some real interesting guesses coming in, and I think that maybe the winner will be in that category. I could be wrong. I haven't seen the results. The results of the testing of swabbing the mouth out, sending in the DNA to the testing lab is there. They have it. They've notified us. Have not gotten the results back yet. If you want to get in on the contest, go to dirtdoctor.com. Click on the Ask Howard button, which is also the button if you want to ask questions. Due to the volume of questions we get, we're having to limit it to the people that are members. Membership costs a little bit of money, not very much, and the benefits are far greater than the cost, I think you'll find. But you can enter the contest whether you're a member or not. It's just the same page you go to. Click on Ask Howard. The entry information and the prize information is right there for you. If you are a member and have the have your computer on, the webcam is running, and that's how you can see what we're up to here. Oh, let me see what else. My tea I haven't cracked open yet, and the reason is I'm going to be surprised if it's great. I'll tell you about it in a little bit. I've been drinking, finishing my coffee for right now, the first thing. And we want to talk about mulches first thing this morning, too, and then we'll get to the phone lines right away. So jump on board here if you've got any questions or any comments or any complaints or anything anything else at all. One thing, we've got a new advertiser. I was going to print this off in color, and it printed off in black and white. Crazy Water from a Mineral Wells area, and I need to get over there and see those people and also see Amanda, who has the Bat Museum over there, see both of those things. The Crazy Water is something that in this heat I'd recommend highly that you be drinking, full of minerals, as opposed to the RO waters. Most of the filtered waters go through RO, which is reverse osmosis. And why is that bad? Well, takes out everything. Takes out the minerals and the good part of the water as well. The mineral water from Crazy Water is not in that category. You'll see that there's several versions of it. The one I drink is the red label because it's got the most mineral content. Some people don't like that flavor. I do. I think it's really good, but there's just a milder, more bland flavor with the other choices. So any way you want to go there, of course, is fine. More information about Munster Milling on munstermilling.com. And where did I put it? I need some help. Yeah, here it is right here. We try to help the SPCA across the country and other organizations that rescue dogs. We help specifically the one in Dallas, and we haven't been doing a very good job for our dogs the last couple of weeks. And I don't know if it's the heat or the economy or people are lazy or what, but we need to get some people out to the Jan Reese Jones Animal Care Center in Dallas, which is just west of downtown Dallas, and that's where these wonderful mutts, for the most part, are. And Buster is this week's dog. Buster's really good-looking. He's a handsome dog. So he's really fun-loving. He's a one-year-old youngster, bright-eyed shepherd mix, and that's looks like that's pretty definite, good guess. Honey-colored and white, beautiful eyes to match, and really friendly, and need to check him out. He looks like an excellent choice to pick up. But we also have from previous weeks Penny and Sicily and Duke, all three still waiting for a home. So check out all these great pets. This week it's Buster. You can see them all on DirtDoctor.com. Go to the SPCA choice of the week, SPCA adoption, and that's what, no color, sorry about that. That's what Buster looks like this week. Okay, before we go to the mulch conversation, I've had a bunch of questions about mulch, and it's a major part of the program that we recommend. I thought it'd be a good time to spend some effort and some detailed conversation about that. But this is, I've been trying to clean up my email, which I've gotten, that's one of the reasons we had to change. I got so far behind on answering email, and I've been trying to go through and pick out some of the ones that have not already been answered in one way or the other. And this is an interesting one that came in that I think is important to talk about. This came in specifically about tomatoes. And the question is this. I did add cornmeal after hearing back. I'd answered part of this one, I guess, before this part came in. I had added cornmeal when I planted the tomatoes, and the plants started apparently showing a problem, and they were asking me how to solve the problem. And I asked what else was done with the bed preparation, and this was the answer. Put mushroom compost in the hole that each plant went in, and then also added blood meal and bone meal, There was a dusting of diatomaceous earth to fight bugs, it says, and then garlic pepper tea to spray to fight the spider mites. And a lot of times when tomatoes get the discoloration from the heat or from the diseases that hit, early blight is the one that hits the bottom of the plant and then moves up the plant very quickly. A lot of people think that's spider mites. And sometimes it leads to spider mites or some other kind of insect problem, but that's always a secondary situation. Anyway, the rest of the bed preparation in this case was adding of Garden Tone organic fertilizer spikes to the plants. Well, I'll go through all this in detail when I come back, but there's nothing really there that was done that I recommend. And that's a little frustrating to people because they think these are organic products and that they're good. But let me talk about why I would recommend some other route after this. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, back in just a second. Thrive by Alpha Biosystems is a product that you hear me talk about an awful lot. It's a product I use a lot. I use it in my vegetable garden, herb garden, and landscaping. You can even use it in your potted plants like I do as well. It's a product that contains mycorrhizal fungi and beneficial bacteria and will stimulate the life in the soil, the life on the roots of plants, and the production of whatever you're trying to grow. UseThrive.com is the website for more information.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on the effectiveness of natural organic approaches in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC wants to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us to enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center can use your support. Your contribution is tax deductible. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the bottom of the homepage to find out more about TORC and how you can help.
You've planned, packed, paid, and are counting down the days. Whether it's a trip of a lifetime or a weekend getaway, don't risk ruining your hard-earned vacation by neglecting to protect your health. Hi, I'm Susie Cohen, author of The 24-Hour Pharmacist, and I'm often asked how to prevent illness when traveling. I recommend packing award-winning Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as the best defense against traveler's tummy. The convenient, travel-friendly blister packs are portable and never need to be refrigerated. Backed by 25 years of research, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics used various strains of live beneficial bacteria combined in a centuries-old Japanese fermentation process. The result is a superior supplement that enhances immunity and digestion, so it helps reduce the risk of getting traveler's diarrhea caused by foodborne bacteria. Stay healthy while traveling and remember to pack your probiotics.
Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
There's a small dog food company up near the Red River in Munster, Texas, and it's the one I recommend. My dogs eat only Munster Natural dog food. I'm sure that doesn't surprise you. The main thing to my dogs is the taste, but I notice how it makes them look and feel. Other major point to me is the absence of toxic preservatives and the presence of the highest quality ingredients around, things like prebiotics and L-carnitine, and the presence of some very unusual ingredients that I've been recommending for a long time. Some of the dog foods contain no soy, wheat, or corn. Some of the formulas are the original ones, so there's always something for everyone. Munster Natural Pet Foods are made with grains from local farmers, and the bags are made right here in the USA, not in China. Everything about Munster Natural is quality and results in healthy dogs and cats. If your pet food store doesn't stock Munster, ask them to contact Munster Milling through their website at munstermilling.com about how to get the product in your area and make your dogs and cats healthier and happier.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And I did taste my tea, and it's better than I thought it was going to be. It's not too bad, actually. It's yerba mate as the base, which I do all the time, as you probably have heard many times. And I put nothing else in it this morning except cocoa nibs, which I also put in my coffee. A lot of people think cocoa would be sweet. It's not. It has the chocolatey kind of a flavor, aftertaste kind of thing, but there's no sugar in it, at least the nibs that I buy. It's pretty good. It would be better. I'd probably do it again, but it'd be better with a little natural, local honey in it. Okay, why do I not recommend those things I just went through? Let's go through them one at a time and talk about it, and it will help you when you're planting, whether it's tomatoes or peppers or annuals or perennials or permanent plants. This listener, a writer, said that mushroom compost was used down in the hole when planting the tomatoes. Number one, I don't recommend anything down in the hole. I recommend the amendments be used across the entire planting area and tilled in to make the bed. The exception, kind of twofold, well, maybe three: soft rock phosphate, earthworm castings, and Epsom salts are three things that do seem to help if you just toss a little in the bottom of the hole and set the roots right on the top of those three materials. Soft rock phosphate's probably used the most there. Some people really swear by Epsom salts. You got to be careful not to use too much, because Epsom salts, magnesium sulfate, most people listening to me have deficiencies in magnesium, and a whole lot of them have sulfur deficiency. So magnesium sulfate available to the plant with plant sitting right on it is a good thing. But if you do that year after year after year, you may foul up the chemistry there. So be careful about that. And if you've been doing it a long time and having some problems, I would suggest you send a soil sample to Texas Plant and Soil Lab and let them see if you've done something that you need to kind of straighten out. But regular compost or peat moss or soft potting soil or something like that going down in the hole in general, we don't recommend. What the ones I just mentioned that would go in the bottom of the hole, Epsom salts or earthworm castings or soft rock phosphate, just a small handful. You're not talking about a lot of material. The other thing is I don't recommend mushroom compost. If you've read my new book, you saw that we pretty severely lambasted it with great detail. John Ferguson, one of my co-authors on the book, the professional book's what I'm talking about, has studied it for a long time. I've always scratched my head and had some issues with it, but John was even more negative about mushroom compost than I have been, and Dr. Mike, our third partner on the book, agrees as well. Mushroom compost isn't a compost, for one thing. It's a bed material that's used to grow the mushroom, the fungus, in the industry, and they put together a whole bunch of things that could become compost, but when you buy it, it has been it's been put in a bed raw, basically, not composted at all. The mushrooms have been grown, usually several generations of mushrooms, and then at the point where it starts to break down a little bit, they dump it out and they build new beds. And that stuff that's been dumped out is what's sold as mushroom compost. It contains straw. It contains some animal manure, which is fine. It contains synthetic fertilizer, for one thing, that's a problem. It contains also peat moss, a whole lot of peat moss, because what they do is they build those mushroom compost beds, and right at the end, just before they inoculate the beds with the spores that grow into the mushrooms, they put a real thick layer of peat moss. Some of them may do it different than that, but the ones I've heard from and gotten the details, they put a thick layer of peat moss right on the top of the bed. Well, you know we don't recommend peat moss. It's antimicrobial, and they do it as kind of a sterilizing thing so they don't have other things that are going to be germinating in there with the spores of the mushroom. So you end up with a product that's not very good for plant growth, and I wouldn't consider it organic anyway. And if you want to read the details, you can read our book, the professional, what is the name of my new book? The Organic Program for the Professional. And it is, it was originally written for golf course superintendents and contractors and things like that, but as we got to the point of putting it out, the publisher, UT Press, liked the idea that we encourage homeowners and other people to buy to learn how to deal with the people they deal with, you know, hiring contractors and working with people that are doing it on a commercial basis. And a lot of the details in there about how you do things from soil preparation to insect control and soil detox and the various kinds of programs is appropriate for homeowners as well as for people in the business. Next thing is the writer suggested or said that they use blood meal and bone meal, and it may surprise you, but I don't recommend those things either. They're mixed into some of the organic blends, but I'm not a big fan of it. Garden Tone Organic Fertilizer Spikes, made by the company that used to do synthetic spikes, and I think they still do, and they decided to put out an organic product. I just don't think that's a very good way to put out fertilizer in a spike. I think you need to broadcast and work it into the entire bed. Finish up with that, and when I come back, and then we'll move on to mulches. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, will be back after this.
With SRN News, I'm Wally Hines in Washington. Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney is looking to burnish his foreign policy credentials as he meets with Israeli officials today. He's received a warm welcome from Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who he says he agrees with Romney's stance on Iran. Romney has said he has zero tolerance policy towards Iran obtaining the capability to build a nuclear weapon. Authorities say a missing 12-year-old Arkansas girl shows no sign of injuries after being found alive in Tennessee, along with a man suspected of abducting her and killing her adoptive parents. What's with all those empty seats? That's what Olympic organizers are trying to find out. Rows of seats at some venues were empty on the first full day of competition at the London Games. Britain's Culture Secretary Jeremy Hunt says he believes the empty seats belong to sponsors. The London Games Organizing Committee is looking into it. More details at srnnews.com.
Do you want to lose all your money? Well, I've got some bad news for you. The stock market is a rigged game, and it's rigged against you. What Wall Street doesn't want you to know is that there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth. The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Cross. The LA Dodgers are one game back at San Francisco in the NL West after two straight victories over their division rivals. Matt Kemp homered among his four hits and drove in four runs. Chad Billingsley took a two-hitter into the eighth, and the Dodgers blanked the Giants 10-0 Saturday. Kemp is feeling good about his team and says newcomer Hanley Ramirez fits right in.
It's great to have our whole team back. You know, it's last time we were here, it wasn't, we weren't all together. But, we're all healthy now, and with the addition of Hanley, we feel like we match up well with everybody we play.
Cincinnati outslugged Colorado 9-7, while Pittsburgh was downing Houston 4-3. The Pirates remain two games in back of the Central leading Reds. East leader Washington beat Milwaukee 4-1. It was Chicago edging St. Louis 3-2. Atlanta 2-1 over Philadelphia. Miami 4, San Diego 2, and Arizona 6-3 over the New York Mets in the American League. Tampa Bay managed just four hits, but they blanked the LA Angels 3-0. This is SRN Sports. Adam Dunn clubbed his Major League leading 31st homer, and the White Sox beat the Rangers for the second straight night 5-2. Chicago third baseman Kevin Youkilis is playing well in Arlington, can be a blueprint to maintaining success.
It's good to come in to this place because it's amazing how good the attendance has gotten and the fans have been behind them. And it was great that we came in here and won two games, so we still have another game to play, and hopefully we can win that one too.
Before that game, White Sox acquired left-hander Francisco Liriano from Minnesota for shortstop Eduardo Escobar and pitching prospect Pedro Hernandez. With Detroit losing 2-1 to Toronto 5-1. The Tigers fall 2.5 games behind the Central leading White Sox. Oakland beat Baltimore 6-1. The surging A's are 18-3 this month and within 3.5 games of West leading Texas. Boston beat East frontrunner New York 8-6. It was Seattle 4-3 over Kansas City. Minnesota 12, Cleveland 5. The Miami Dolphins have agreed to terms with Ryan Tannehill, the former Texas A&M quarterback drafted 8th overall. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
All righty, Howard Garrett back with you. An open line for you, so jump on here. I'm not going to be too much longer on these things I wanted to cover first. It's 214-866-444-3478. 866-444-3478. What do I recommend for bed preparation? Well, it's actually gotten simpler and simpler and simpler over the years. We recommend compost, rock, and sugar. That's it. And what that means is compost means a good quality finished compost. Some of the products, in fact, I was talking to Bob Webster about this on his show down in San Antonio yesterday where we visit every Saturday morning. There are, and this fits into the mulch conversation too, there are some mulches out there that are basically shredded tree trimmings that have been composted for a while, or they've had compost added to them. And that's a really good compost to use in your bed preparation. I like it. I like it a lot. It's cost effective and it works real well. But any good quality compost is the number one ingredient for good bed preparation. And I always recommend the native soil part of the deal. A lot of people will dig out the native soil and haul it off and throw it away, and I think that's a very bad idea, unless leaving it and then adding your amendments would create a raised bed and a drainage problem or something like that. But if you can, you need to eliminate the cost and the effort of hauling off the existing soil, because whatever it is, no matter what color it is or what the chemistry of it is, or even if it's contaminated, we can detox soil. We can make whatever the soil is, sand or clay, into a healthy situation by adding compost and rock and sugar. The rock I'm talking about is ground up rock that's a different color than the base rock on your property. In a lot of Texas, for example, we have white limestone as our base rock. Well, in that case, any kind of rock that's a darker color, a different color, is going to have a different chemistry and is going to be beneficial in the bed preparation. We lean toward the volcanic rocks. You've heard me recommend lava sand and basalt and things like that forever. That's high on the list. But any kind of rock that you can get, for example, iron ore rock or some kind of granite sand or granite rock or something like that that's different than your base rock, will give you some benefit. And then in the sugar category, the main two sugars are dry molasses and cornmeal. Dry molasses stimulates biological activities. The main thing it does, gives you light fertility. The cornmeal is a natural disease fighter, and it gives light fertility as well. So that's it, the bed preparation. Compost, rock, and sugar, that's it. You can add an additional organic fertilizer if you want to, but you don't have to. And then into the mulch category, the mulches that I do not recommend are the ones that are sold the most, which, you know, is typical of things that we talk about, really. What are they? Well, pine bark and cypress. Cypress is an interesting thing because cypress comes from the coast, the Gulf Coast, and it's an environmental problem for one thing. There's a lot of harvesting that goes on in areas where there's some issues there related to the environment. Also, shipping it, to other parts of the country is a definite issue. People that live in East Texas that have all kinds of pine bark available. Pine bark is an okay thing to use because it's better than nothing, better than no mulch at all, but it's about the worst one you can use. And that shocks a lot of people because there are folks out there that recommend it and recommend it highly, but it's not good, number one, because it won't stay in place. Pine bark washes away, it'll blow away, it's just not, it gets kicked around. If, animals run around in it, it's just loose. It doesn't fuse together and doesn't stay in place. Number two, if it does stay in place, it doesn't function very well as a mulch. It breaks down, but pine bark breaks down, it creates some natural chemicals, turpentines and phenols and some things like that that are not good for plant growth at all. And people are always confused about that, I think, because they talk to so many people who use pine bark in potting soils and in growing operations and say, well, how could that possibly be? People are growing all kinds of plants all over the country in pine bark. Well, they're not using the pine bark to help with anything other than to hold the plant up. It doesn't break down properly and create the biological activity that other choices do. So you really don't get the benefit. So use it if you live in East Texas or in a pine forest, and that's the mulch that you have, but understand that it's not the best mulch by any means. Cypress is also, because of what I said, not a good choice. Then it'll really surprise you. A lot of people, if you haven't heard this before, pine needles I recommend. Pine straw is a good mulch. One, it fuses into place and behaves itself and stays there. And the other thing is, when it breaks down, it stimulates biological activity and is real good for the soil and has a completely different mode of action in the way it breaks down and functions than the pine bark itself. I know it sounds crazy, but that's the case. What do I recommend? Well, there's a lot of decent mulches. There's a lot of relatively good choices, but the best one by far is shredded native tree trimmings, whatever grows in your area, whatever grows on your property. that's ground up and shredded and if composted for a while, like I mentioned before, so it's partly mulch and partly compost, that's the best. If you're going to buy some mulch, in most cities now, you can buy the native shredded mulches because the landfills, the cities are taking the tree trimmings in from the arborists, from the tree care companies, and they're letting them stay in place for a while so they break down. They compost pretty quickly because whenever you've got shredded tree trimmings, you have cambium layers and you have buds and you have some green tissue from leaves and all that mixed together with the carbon, with the wood. And what that means is that you've got a real nice balance of carbon and nitrogen in the mixture. And so it's going to break down on its own whether you do anything or not in a fairly short period of time. But you can use the shredded native tree trimmings without them composting on the surface of the soil. Some people will say, oh, that'll be a problem. You'll get nitrogen draft and it'll turn the plants yellow and all that. Not so if they're just used on the surface of the soil. If they're used mixed into the soil before they've started to break down some and all, they will do some nitrogen drafting. That's true. But on the surface, they will not. So you can have your own made by just keeping the tree trimmings on your own property and making your own, having them ground up somehow. People that have the time use a machete and a stump and chop things up and make their own that way. But you can also call the people that handle sand and gravel and compost and things like that, and the chances are pretty good that they may have shredded native tree trimmings available for you that they'll sell you in bulk, which will be cheaper than buying it in bags. On the other hand, in our area, in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, we have shredded native tree trimmings in bags at the stores, at the garden centers, and that's by far better than buying pine bark. Now, the other thing you can buy is shredded cedar. We have a lot of cedar being cut down and ground up because most people consider it a big weed, and in a lot of cases it is, where it's growing on flat land where we want to have production of something else, the cedar gets in the way. Well, it's a great mulch. It ground up and nothing in the bag but or in the pile, but 100% cedar mulch is a terrific, terrific mulch. A lot of people would argue that it is the best choice of all. By the way, there's one other bad one that I should have mentioned that I would put in the same category as the pine bark and the cypress. The mulch de jure, and it's really strange to me because I think it's so ugly anyway, but one of the mulches that's sold in great quantity is ground up wood that's then dyed with either black or red dye. And I think it's pretty tacky looking stuff. The way it breaks down, it's very, very high carbon, very little to no protein in it. And I don't recommend it either. Let's see what other mulches. Oh, the one that, and Bob brings this up on his show quite a bit. And I don't get asked about it too much, so I forget to talk about it. There's very little availability of it in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, but there is a mulch out there that smells great. Smells like chocolate, because it is. It comes from the Hershey company, I think, actually, and it's it's a coconut. It's a chocolate mulch, and it's recommended by some people. But it shouldn't be because it's very dangerous. Dogs are attracted to it and will lap it up and can get in real serious trouble. In fact, some dogs have died from it. I don't like it because it's expensive and it tends to lie real flat and plate. And if it stays in place, and that's kind of another problem with cypress mulch, it tends to lay real flat, fused together, and almost create an impenetrable barrier. And we want, of course, water to get in, but we also want oxygen to get in and carbon dioxide to get out. And cypress doesn't work very well in that case. And if this cocoa mulch locks in place, it tends to do the same thing. But the danger to dogs is my main objection to it, that along with the cost. I guess it's a little bit ironic that the mulch that I recommend the most is probably the most cost-effective. Shredded native tree trimming, shredded stuff that grew on your property. When you have a tree care company come to your property, for example, and every commercial outfit ought to take advantage of this, when you have tree trimming done, they should never be allowed to leave the clippings out on the curb and let the city come pick it up. Then, you know, you and I, the taxpayers, get to pay for it. The property owner should take care of it one way or the other, and the best way is to have it ground up by the tree care company and left on the property. If you just don't have any place to store it, and I know a lot of people don't, then you'd have to let it go to the landfill, and hopefully they'll use it in the proper way like I was talking about earlier. But if you can just leave it on the property, you don't have to turn it, you don't have to manage it, you can leave it there and let it break down. You might have to scrape the top off of it and get to the stuff down inside a little bit that's starting to break down. But you'll be surprised how beautiful it is and how great a top dressing mulch it is, and if it's broken down to a certain point, you'll be able to tell it'll smell good and look like compost. You can use it in the bed preparation. Okay, open line. Jump on here, 866-444-3478. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back right after this. Back in the late 1800s, Texas became as well known for its mineral water as it was for its cattle. People were flocking to towns like Mineral Wells for one reason and one reason only, to soak up the healthful qualities of the all-natural mineral-laden waters. Today, people throughout Texas still enjoy the benefits of the most famous of those wells, simply known as the Crazy Well. Reverse osmosis, RO, is used by most companies, but it strips the water of its minerals. A great alternative to drinking RO water is the naturally occurring mineral waters like Crazy Water from Mineral Wells, Texas. Mother Nature has provided Crazy Water the perfect mix of over 11 dissolved minerals in these naturally alkaline waters. Go to drinkcrazywater.com and click on Find Us on the homepage to find a store in your area. If your favorite store is not carrying Crazy Water, click on the red Get Crazy banner on the top of the store location page to print a page that you can give to the store to get Crazy Water for you. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
The Natural Organic Warehouse provides state-of-the-art natural organic products and programs that produce great results and will save you money. This week's featured product is Citrus Green. Citrus Green is a natural alternative for your house and garden needs. Learn about its many applications at naturalorganicwarehouse.com. That's naturalorganicwarehouse.com. Organic programs and products that work. naturalorganicwarehouse.com.
They say that their service is the most comprehensive plant analysis program available. And you know, I agree with them. Who am I talking about? Well, it's Texas Plant and Soil Lab. They have a brand new website. It's called asktheplant.com. Their telephone number is 956-383-0739. This is the company that does soil testing, water testing, petiole testing, the stem testing, in other words, and anything related to toxic materials. See the new website. It's asktheplant.com.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life.
Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
It's kind of humorous now. Everybody out there is trying to get on the green bandwagon. Even some of the polluters who still recommend toxic fertilizers and pesticides. There's one company, though, that's been truly green for a very long time. It's the Medina Corporation down in Hondo, Texas. When it comes to taking care of your lawn, your garden, or your farm, Medina's products cover all the bases. All of the Medina products work by stimulating the soil biology that I talk about all the time. That helps with all plants. Whether growing herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, you can feel good knowing that you're spending your dollars wisely, as well as treating your soil, plants, and the environment right. All of Medina's products improve the soil. Some are totally organic. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina now. It's available in sizes from quarts to large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website for more information is MedinaAg.com. You'll find these wonderful products at any store that sells organic products.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back, and the number is, my headset's falling apart. Time to buy a new headset, I guess. Telephone number is 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. First up this weekend is Angie. Hello, Angie in Arlington.
Good morning.
What's up?
It's so nice in the early mornings and so hot in the afternoons.
Uh-huh.
I wish it would divide up some way.
Yeah, when it really starts to get hot, it really doesn't cool off in the afternoon or night very well at all, does it?
Right. I have been reading, for quite some time, articles everywhere about pH factor.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any instrument that you know of that you can test your water, your food, the ground, and anything you want to test for that?
Well, what are you going to do with that information if you get it, Angie?
Make it more so of whatever it's supposed to be.
Okay, that's why I was wondering. There are all kinds of simple pH testing kinds of things out there. You can do an online search for it, or you can go to any kind of a place like Pike Labs or some place like that sells microscopes and testing equipment and things. They'll have all kinds of gear. Pike Labs is just one that I happen to know of, but any company that sells testing equipment, having a simple to very complicated pH testing equipment, people will have. But we need to back up, because it's not anything I'd recommend you spend any time doing, Angie. I don't think it'll give you any information that'll be any good. For example, let me tell you about a little bit about my routine in the morning. I get up, and one of the first things I do, I wash my face with cold water, and I rinse my mouth out with baking soda.
Oh.
And then later on in the morning, I drink my health drink that has all my various things that I like, and it changes. I've got it on the website what it is or what it used to be. I think I've changed it again since then. But it contains a real nice big slug of vinegar. So you've got a range of pH in those two materials from about 3.5 or something.
Is that soda?
No, the vinegar would be real low pH. Baking soda is real high. It's probably 12 or something. I don't know what it is exactly. But there's not any thing that you, I don't think, could benefit from by testing your food and testing this and testing that for pH, because Marty Whittakin was with me on the show last weekend, and one of the things we'll often talk about is the fact that real healthy systems, human body systems, are on the alkaline side. They're not on the acid side. But one of the things that helps you the most getting to that point is vinegar, a real low pH product. But it happens during the metabolism of the vinegar and how, you know, it all different things work together in your gut and in your body once you take it. Doesn't have anything to do with what the original pH is. You see what I mean? People get real concerned about the pH of the soil too, and use it thinking that it's a controlling factor. And, you know, we recommend Texas Plant and Soil Lab to do the testing, and they could give you a pH test on anything you want if you send it to them.
Who is that?
Texas Plant and Soil Lab down in Edinburgh, Texas. They do the soil testing and the water testing and toxic testing and all the things that I recommend, and they do pH as well. But what I try to tell people about pH, if they get a soil sample test, even from, you know, the company I recommend, the pH of it is just not that important, except for maybe growing blueberries and a very few number of crops that require extremely low pH. What the truth is if you use my basic program of what I mentioned a minute ago, of mixing into the native soil sugar, rock, and compost, no matter what that starting pH was, and around the Dallas-Fort Worth area, our starting pH will be somewhere between 7.5 and 8 in most cases. If you use just those things that I mentioned there, and you don't even put Garrett juice or vinegar on it, just use those three basic things, and then test the soil a few weeks later after it's been sitting there a while, right under the mulch, after you've mulched with the native shredded native material. That pH right under the mulch on top of the soil, even here in an alkaline soil environment, will be probably 6.5, which is a low pH. You're going to get the soil coming to a perfect level of pH and biological activity and chemistry balance and the whole thing if you use these organic amendments that we recommend. Nature just moves everything that direction. Same thing happens in your body. If you eat healthy, foods, grass-fed meats and organic vegetables and not too much sugar and the good fats, coconut oil and the things that we recommend, good butter and things like that, you know, your pH and the related health situation in your body is going to be there. And you don't have to be running around spending time on measuring the pH of every little thing and worrying about it. If you want to do it, it can be interesting and fine. Texas Plant and Soil Lab can help you with it, or you can buy a testing piece of gear and do it yourself. Let me put you on hold if you had something else, because I got to run for a minute. We'll take a little break, and then we'll come back and go to more of your calls. The telephone number is 866-444-3478. The website is dirtdoctor.com.